Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
An insider's look at the National Football League.
That's a W. How many of you want to eat a W tonight?
Time for NFL Lunch.
Cooked you a turducken. There it is.
He's probably a Popeye's biscuit away from being a tight end.
Sponsored by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse with Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio. 105.7 The Fan.
Time feeding you some more football here on this Victory Monday for the Ravens. 24-0 over the Cincinnati Bengals with the win. Ravens back to .500. They will be hosting the New England Patriots this coming Sunday night. M&T Bank Stadium, Bob Andy Viscerato, Nolan McGraw joining us now from CBSSports.com. Talk about tonight's game and everything that happened yesterday. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Welcome back to the show, Jared Dubin. Jared, how are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Doing all right. And, hey, look, man, Kansas City, they're donezo. That's it. Officially eliminated from playoff competition. They're first time since 2014. They will miss the postseason, but maybe the bigger story. What is the bigger story? Let's be honest. Patrick Mahomes tore his ACL, and the recovery time is usually in the year window for sure. But two-parter, Kansas City became the team that everyone wanted to hate for whatever reason. The officials favored Mahomes. Taylor Swift got in the act, and I guess everybody started hating him a little bit more. And then, you know, Andy Reid likes to take people's chicken McNuggets off their plate as they're trying to eat whatever it is. But losing Mahomes for an extended period, we think – I mean, what's Kansas City's MO now in the offseason, Jared, in regards to what they might be doing at quarterback next September when 26 kicks off?
Yeah, it's really hard to say. Obviously, this just happened yesterday, so there's really no way to know what the recovery timeline is going to be like. We don't even know if he's had surgery yet, when he's going to have the surgery, what the recovery timeline is going to be like once he does get the surgery. We've seen players come back from suffering late season torn ACLs by the start of the next season, but you got to imagine that you want to be cautious with a player like Patrick Mahomes. You know, it's really hard to say what they're going to do though, just because we have no idea what the recovery timeline is actually going to look like, whether they're going to be aggressive or whether they're going to be conservative.
Hey, Jared, I mean, you got to be pretty pleased if you're Jim Harbaugh, man. I mean, you're playing with backup tackles and everything, and you've won 10 games, you know, and you beat Kansas City twice this year. I mean, what they're doing is pretty amazing, I think, with the O-line.
Yeah, for sure. And it's not like they had the most amazing offensive game in the world yesterday against Kansas City, but nope. They scored enough to get it done. The defense is really what's carrying them, especially over these last few weeks. And that defense is why Jesse Minter is probably going to get a head coaching job somewhere this offseason.
Hey, Jared, are the Bears for real?
I don't know. It's still kind of hard to say. You know, you come out and beat the hell out of the Browns, what does that really tell you? Obviously, they competed with the Packers last week. I don't think that they're, you know, a fake team, you know, that's just not actually good, despite the fact that they've won 10 games so far this year. It seems like they are at least a pretty good team. They can run the ball really, really well. And on the days when Caleb is completing passes like he did yesterday, making some ridiculous throws to the back of the end zone to DJ Moore, then obviously the offense can be pretty explosive even outside of just the run game. The defense still needs some work, even if they did shut down the Browns yesterday, but getting guys healthier on the back end, I think, is going to help them a lot.
Are you a big believer in New England, and what did you think of that Buffalo comeback yesterday?
I mean, Josh Allen going down 21 points, is there anybody that you'd feel more comfortable with coming back from that deficit at this point? It seemed not necessarily inevitable, but once they put that score on the board at the end of the half, it was like, all right, this game's on. They're definitely going to come out and score to start the second half, and it's going to be a real game. And then that's exactly what happened. You come out and you score touchdowns on five consecutive possessions to go from being down by 21 to having a double-digit lead is pretty incredible. As far as the Patriots go, they're obviously a very good team. They haven't played the best schedule of opposing offenses for the most part this year. And I think you saw that yesterday without Milton Williams, and we've seen that over the last couple of weeks, the defense is not as good as it was earlier in the year. They need to get him back.
Now, with the Packers without Micah Parsons, how's that going to affect them?
I mean, it obviously totally changes everything for the defense. You know, we've seen, just look at what happened with the Cowboys. When they had Micah Parsons and he was on the field, they were the best defense in the league. When he was off the field, they were the worst defense in the league. Maybe not quite as stark with the Packers, just because they do have more talent on that side of the ball, but it is a dramatic impact. And I think we saw that even for the few possessions that he was out yesterday.
Who do you think is the best team in the NFC West?
I think it's probably the Rams. You know, they've been the most consistent team throughout the year. We've seen, obviously, what their offense can do when Matthew Stafford has both of those receivers out there. We don't really know, obviously, what's going to happen with Devontae Adams just yet with that hamstring injury he suffered yesterday. He's been dealing with that hamstring injury for a while. It may be tough on Thursday night against the Seahawks, given how good that defense is, if they don't have Adams and it's just them being able to concentrate on Puka Nacua. But Stafford still gets him the ball pretty much whenever he wants to. And obviously the defense is playing really well as well.
Jared Dubin, CBSSports.com, talking NFL with him here on this Monday. Ravens are back to 7-7. Steelers play tonight against the Miami Dolphins. And yeah, everything's about Pittsburgh trying to maintain command here in the AFC North. But what about Miami's little revival here, Jared Dubin? Is it live or is it Memorex?
I don't know how live it is, just because the AFC wildcard teams are pretty far ahead. But they've looked good over these last several weeks. I think they started the season 1-6, if I'm remembering correctly, and they're 5-1 in their last six games, and they've won four games in a row. Obviously, a couple of those against not the best competition in the world, but they can really run the ball. And I think against Pittsburgh in particular, where you can run the ball on that defense, that's going to be really valuable if they try to win that game tonight.
All right, Jared, last thing for you. You got Carolina, Tampa coming up this weekend. Who will be less crappy and wind up winning the NFC South?
Man, I wish I knew. That division, I can't believe that division, it's like every other year, it's like, can we really let this division host the game in the playoffs? This division makes no sense, and the teams are none of them are good, and yet they still get to host the game in the first round of the playoffs. It looks like it's shaping up that way again this year. I probably have a little bit more faith in the Bucs just because of their offense, but man, it's really hard to get on board with either one of those teams.
How about New Orleans beating both of them in the last couple of weeks? Who would have saw that one coming? Jared Dubin, what's happening at CBSSports.com as we wrap up week 15 of the NFL season?
We're wrapping up basically everything in and around the league, covering every game, every team, all the races down the stretch, the playoff races, the MVP race, Defensive Player of the Year. That's obviously going to go to Myles Garrett at this point. He might break the sack record over these next few weeks, but we'll be covering everything and everything down the stretch of the season.
Jared, if we don't talk to you, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays to you and the family, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Sounds great. It's the same to you as well, Bob.
There's Jared Dubin, everybody. We'll come back. We'll look at our picks for this past weekend. Only one college game to get into, but NFL very much alive in our world. How do we do? We'll do our picks for tonight's game as well, and we'll look at these standings and the schedule for week 16. Ravens are very much alive. Don't control their own destiny, or do.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Who they?
Vinny and Haney's Football Pick'em starts now. Sports Radio 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Here on this Victory Monday for the Ravens as they take out the Bengals 24-0. Get the 7-7 on the year. John Harbaugh is going to meet with the media later on this afternoon, talk about the win, look ahead to the Patriots, and whatever injury updates we get. Not good for Teddy Buchanan, doesn't seem. But what about Awuzie, who had left yesterday as well?
Yeah, his foot got caught in the netting, Bob, in the end zone there. You know, and I don't know. You know, something with his foot. We'll see. I guess Harbs will say we'll know more on Wednesday.
And well, where was Bateman yesterday?
He must have tweaked his ankle, so because he missed practice Friday, so he must have tweaked it in practice.
Yeah, he was a DNP. He was not on the active roster for yesterday's win, but John Harbaugh will clarify all of that best he can coming up here in a couple of hours. Now, we get to the picks. Enola McGraw, full disclosure, I left my pick sheet in my laptop bag, which is at my house. At the current time, because I got two bags, baby.
Rookie move.
I mean, one for my headphones here, and the other's for my laptop when I go to the casino or the convention center and Pickles Pub, et cetera, et cetera. And I don't know about you, but I don't think we're at either one of those places. We're here. So let's get a status report, shall we?
Before we update the standings, want to let the people know here about Dietz and Watson. We just had a delicious meal catered to us the other day by Safeway and Dietz and Watson. So for all your holiday parties, Safeway's full-service deli offers catering trays with Dietz and Watson's premium meats and cheeses. Don't forget, Safeway also has chicken platters, fruit and veggie trays, and, of course, Dietz and Watson's sandwich platters. Happy holidays from Dietz and Watson and Safeway. As far as our pick standings here, after the Buccaneers game on Thursday, as we mentioned heading into the weekend, No movement in the standings. Vinny's still up 2 games on me, 22 games on Bob, leading us into the only college game of the weekend, at least the one that mattered to us, Army versus Navy. All of us taking Navy in this one, all of us with the late comeback victory.
How about that? In Baltimore, no less, on national television. What an exciting game. And Nolan, you were there literally on the sidelines. Very festive day in the Charm City.
Over to the NFL, Browns versus Bears here. All three of us with an easy decision to take the Bears and made quick work of the Browns.
Yeah, really, really cold.
Yes.
In Chicago.
A common theme this weekend. We're saying that a lot.
I tell you what, off of that lake there, whoo, those winds get cold in Chicago.
Also cold in KC, where the Chargers took down the Chiefs, which means Bob and I get a win. Vinny, one last shot for the Chiefs. Are you done now? Well, obviously
yeah,
with
done.
Mahomes.
Yeah, I'm done.
But had Mahomes been healthy, would you still be writing off the Chiefs? I'm not picking them anymore.
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah, I'm not picking. But, I mean, Mahomes had that. The one guy made the phenomenal interception down by the goal line. Otherwise, they get points there. And then Minshew, he was moving them. Then he pulled a Minshew through the pick.
It was Derwin James, I believe, got the pick.
That
he won. Minshew, as Chris Berman would say.
Yeah, I'm done with the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Bills versus Patriots. Just got done talking about this with Jared Dubin. Nice, very nice come-from-behind win for the Bills. They avoid the sweep at the hands of the Pats. And maybe keep their hopes of that division alive for just a little bit longer. Well, it's a win for all three of us.
Well, it didn't look good. What, they down 21 points. Yeah. And all of a sudden, Josh Allen said enough of this nonsense. James Cook. By the way, keep an eye on this moving forward with him. Put a ball on the ground a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So that could be a playoff deterrent. And it's not like they got a ton of receivers, but their tight ends are acceptable.
Sure. Now, you know, last time a team that Buffalo came back from a big deficit late in the game to beat went on a, what, 5-game losing streak after?
Oh, you mean the Ravens?
Yes. So maybe the Patriots will have, you know, some bad losses too.
Commanders versus Giants here. A concussion trouble for Jackson Dart. He's up to 5 times he's been in protocol, or at least suspected of having a concussion this year. Anyway, they lose surprisingly to the Commanders, and all three of us were actually riding with the Giants there.
Yeah, that was a bad loss for us, but the final score wasn't an indicator. Washington was pretty much spanking that ass all game long.
Well, how about
Prosky Merritt had a good game run.
Bob, how about all Washington had to do was basically just run out the clock and they fumble to give the Giants a chance.
I mean, they were dominating the game, and then all of a sudden it's like, wait a minute.
Let's see. Raiders versus Eagles. The Ravens, not the only ones with a shutout performance this week. Philly blanks the Raiders and gets back on track for at least a week. All three of us taking Philly.
So much for Pickett.
And 3 touchdowns for Hurts, but didn't give our audience an idea of what we were doing down at the convention center. The engineers were based out of Philly.
Yeah.
Were you surprised how little they thought of Jalen Hurts?
Woo.
You would have thought he was the worst quarterback that ever wore that helmet. Mike Barillo like bad. Yeah, Google him. But, man, this guy won a suit. Been at back-to-back Super Bowls. Yeah. And they're talking about this guy like he's a total scrubbini.
I believe the engineer we were talking to also predicted that the Eagles would lose this game.
Oh,
or maybe
Tom.
It's a little wishful thinking that he just wants them to go down with the ship, I guess.
Whatever.
I
but he played. He did good yesterday against the Raiders, but still.
Jets versus Jaguars here. Easy, light work for the Jags, and an easy win for all three of us.
And how about doing good? How about Trevor Lawrence with 5
no
touchdown
no
passes
doubt.
And ran for another 6?
Tell you what, they TDs could be scary, Bob, if he gets consistent.
He looked, I only saw what was on red zone, and they were in the red zone a lot against the hapless Jets, but he looked pretty sharp yesterday, had some swag going on, he's getting Thomas more involved in the offense. Etienne had 3 touchdown receptions.
That was a hell of a catch in the end zone.
Out of the backfield, Jacksonville, they haven't clinched yet, but they could see light at the end of the tunnel, still holding off Houston in the division, too.
And they got the Jets D coordinator fired.
Yeah, Steve Wilkes, bye-bye.
Speaking of Houston here, taking on the Cardinals, obviously all three of us were going to take the Texans in this one because of the lopsided spread, but they get the job done, very convincing. All of a sudden, 6 straight wins a team that I wrote off earlier in the year, is very much a part of the playoff picture.
Yeah, this is a scary team, I think, Bob.
Especially Stroud if they starting get, to get it going a little bit.
Yeah, that defense, man. I mean, they're just sacking quarterbacks left and right. Nico, and if they get home games, whoo.
Nico Collins is a dude at wide receiver. Woody Marks got hurt yesterday, but the guy that replaced him, I apologize, I don't have the name in front of me, he rushed for over 100 yards. So watch out for Houston.
Packers versus Broncos. Parsons injury aside, this one did come down late into the fourth quarter, but the Packers couldn't get that game-tying touchdown drive they were seeking. Broncos defense gets the job done again. 11th straight win. They are the first in the AFC to clinch a playoff spot, and now the top seed because the Pats lost.
And I believe I took Green Bay.
We all did. We all did.
What the hell were we thinking? Damn.
We agree too much.
Yeah, that's why. Well, I must not be agreeing too much. I'm 22 games out of first place.
At least this week we did.
But yeah. We know you mentioned Parsons. He's done. But Christian Watson got hurt on the interception. And that's the unfortunate part of that guy because he's been playing really well. He just can't stay healthy. Always gets KO'd.
Lions versus Rams. Another thriller in the late window. But all three of us were taking the Rams in this one.
Puka, what, 18 catches, 180-some yards, all kinds of things.
Devontae Adams got hurt. That's going to hammy. And, you know, McVay said after it didn't look good. So, and they play Seattle Thursday night.
And Detroit's defense is very sieve.
Yeah, they got no secondary.
Let's see. Panthers versus Saints. Here's one we were all wrong. Obviously taking the Panthers. I'm glad, Vinny, you almost took the Saints. You were very close.
You talked me into it.
Well, Glad we all took the loss here.
Yeah.
Oh, shucks.
Yeah.
Titans versus Niners. Easy one. Everyone on the Niners here.
Yeah.
Brock Purdy, 3 touchdowns.
Purdy looked pretty good moving around in the pocket and stuff.
Old Kittle getting it rolling there a little bit. Jennings had 2 TDs. Yeah, but
Pearsall was all right, too.
Brandon Ayuk.
He's gone. He's done.
Stuck a fork in him for sure.
Colts versus Seahawks. Phillip Rivers, actually not God awful, not as dreadful as you would think after missing 5 years away from the NFL. And they had a chance to win, but the Seahawks stole it late. Didn't plan out how we thought it would, but we'll take the victory nonetheless.
Yeah, Seattle got 6 field goals.
Yeah, and the Colts took the lead with like 40 seconds left, or 45. And, you know, God forbid a defense makes a stop nowadays in the last minute of a game. Used to be, if you didn't have Montana or Unitas or an Elway, you were hosed. In the final minute, and I don't even think they had timeouts either. They just had boop, boop, boop. There you go. You lose.
And a surprisingly good game to wrap up the slate. Sunday Night Football, Cowboys hosting the Vikings. All three of us thought that this would be an easy one for the Cowboys to keep their hopes alive a little bit longer. But now, not eliminated yet, but they've got, what, like a 1% chance? If that, might be less than 1%.
They have to win all their games, and the Eagles got to lose all theirs.
All right, so we'll pretty much say that's...
Good luck with all that. Minnesota, by the way, even with the win, was eliminated from playoff competition.
There you go. And then Ravens, Bengals, Vinny, the only one bold enough to take a Ravens win, although he thought it would come down to the leg of Tyler Loop.
Yeah.
Not necessary. Domination here. The scores, as a reminder... Vinny said Ravens 31-28. Bob said 24-17 in favor of the Bengals. And I gave the Bengals way too much credit, 29-17. Well, so all in all, after all that chaos, we all went 10-5. So I'm still 2 back. Bob's still 22 back.
All right, tonight you got Pittsburgh hosting the Miami Dolphins. Mike McDaniel saying that Achan will play tonight against the Pittsburgh run defense. That's been shredded at times this year. Steelers 3-point favorites. What do you got?
Yeah, what do you think, Vinny?
I'm going Miami. I think Miami's going to run the ball, you know, and no Watt. So I'm going to take Dolphins have been 4 in a row. The last time Pittsburgh played at home, they got spanked. So I'm going Dolphins.
Well, I'm a little surprised, and now I'm excited because I'm taking the Steelers here. This one to me all about the weather. This is, we've seen it every single year, even when the Dolphins are much better than they are this year. They can't play in the cold. It's going to be in the teens tonight in Pittsburgh. Mike Tomlin, incredible record when playing on Monday Night Football. Look, the Steelers, they're not a pretty team. I'm not going to tell you they're world beaters here, but I think they're good enough to get it done tonight.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Pittsburgh. I don't want them to win. I know Vinny's going full-on homer here, but the weather is going to be a deciding factor in this game, and Warren's a little iffy for the Steelers running the football. That means Gainwell could be the guy. And, you know, Tua, I just see an ill-advised throw. I mean, Waddle can make you pay.
Oh, A-Chain, you got that
speed. A-Chain.
He's a stud. Run.
Watch out for Darren Waller tonight. Can I change my mind?
Sure.
As a matter of fact, I'm taking a Dolphin.
Big mistake.
I'm going with Miami in tonight's game. We'll come back. We'll look at the standings for the NFL. Some teams have already clinched and some have been eliminated, more eliminated that have clinched. You want to get in, you can at 410-583-1057. Funhouse Trip, Nolan McGraw. Inside Access takes over at 2, followed by Monday Night Football, Miami at Pittsburgh, Westwood 1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, The Vinny and Haney Show, 105.7 The Fan.
Before we get to the standings here in the NFL on this Victory Monday for the Ravens, 24-0 over the Bengals, they're talking about Patrick Mahomes today, done with a torn ACL. Mini Mahomes.
Yeah.
Dylan Raiola. Looks like, Vinny, he's out the door.
Yep. He said he wants to go somewhere that can develop him. And, yeah, we talked off air, Bob, and I agree with what you – he got better this year. I thought, you know, I mean, they were playing pretty good until he got hurt. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see where he ends up. I guess whoever's paying him, you know, is where he'll go. I mean, maybe like a Penn State, maybe, or something like that.
He was a five-star recruit coming out of high school. His dad, Dominic Raiola, was a Nebraska legacy. And in case you're wondering, he was teammates with Matt Stafford when they were in Detroit. Matt Stafford is actually Dylan Raiola's godfather. So Mini Mahomes on the move, and a setback for Matt Rhule. Because we can go back to when James Franklin was fired by Penn State, kind of stunned everybody at the time. Hey, Matt Rhule, man, he looks like he'll make perfect sense. Bring old Minnie Mahomes with him. So much.
Nope. And, then they didn't win many games after that either. They kind of looked rather bad. You know, Nebraska did. I don't know. You know, they got that freshman kid who they had that, you know.
He played all right down the stretch a little bit.
Yeah. I don't think he runs better than Minnie Mahomes, but I don't think he throws it as well.
And Maryland news, Malik Washington made it official. He's sticking around College Park at least for his sophomore season, so he'll be ready to rock and roll. Set all the Maryland freshman passing records in 2025, which is great, and the upside is there, no doubt about it. Get him a running game, get an offensive line, keeps him upright. I know he had some drop issues with his receivers, but you know, the Terps ended the season on an 8-game losing streak, and that is definitely not where we envisioned they would be after they started 4-0. And we're up 20-0 in the second half against the University of Washington, who, as we said during the whip, won their bowl game, blowing out Boise State. The Huskies finished 9-4 on the season.
Bob, if I would have been him, you know, not only did I want money, but, Coach, tell me your plan. How you're getting old linemen.
I'm assuming, you know, that discussion portal may have taken place.
Yeah, I would
he's
think.
Been tied to the hip with Mike Locksley ever since he was at Spalding. He's from Glen Burnie, so he's familiar, and he talked up the Maryland tradition. They do have some really strong recruits coming in. Gilchrist got hurt, their top offensive line recruit, in the first game of the season.
Yep.
So hopefully he'll be ready to go once they get things rolling. So Malik Washington sticking around in College Park. All right, let's get to the NFL. If the playoffs started today,
okay,
which they don't, as we say all season long with the Orioles, who, by the way, were never in any sort of playoff discussion. They were in last place for the better part of the season. Denver has clinched a playoff spot. They're the number one seed. They would get the first round bye and home field advantage. New England would host the Houston Texans.
Ooh.
2-7.
Ooh.
I see a live Houston dog.
Yeah.
If, in fact, that becomes the matchup. Jacksonville would host Buffalo.
Ooh.
Right. And then Pittsburgh would host the Chargers.
And then if the Ravens were to get that spot, they would host the Chargers.
Right, but right now, if the playoffs started today, the Ravens would be watching it like everybody else on their television sets. I could see Houston beat New England, but the weather could be a factor. So if I had to predict that game, I'd go with the Pats. Buffalo beats Jacksonville. Then I think the Chargers beat the Steelers. So that's what I would go with.
And
there.
It would be interesting to see what potential spreads would look like in those games. Like, for example, Buffalo, as the road team, traditionally in the playoffs, you would think that the wild card team traveling to face a division winner, you'd be at a disadvantage. But I think this year, Bills, with the pedigree they have, Josh Allen, the experience going up against the Jacksonville team, that, all right, good enough to win a good division this year in the AFC South. But still, I think this year, the way that the playoffs are shaping up, it's really unlike anything I've ever seen, where the teams at the top, you know they're good, you give them their respect, but they're ultimately unproven. And that's why I was even willing to say that had the Chiefs stayed alive, snuck in as, say, a 7 seed, that I'd still be scared of them. Just because, all right, once they get there, might not be the prettiest, but they know how to win better than anybody in the playoffs.
I would see Buffalo right now, just guessing, at least a 3-point favorite on the road against Jacksonville.
I'd agree with that, yeah.
And Bob, I could see, though, that if Jacksonville finishes strong, and Trevor Lawrence, you know, great game yesterday, if he finishes strong, Buffalo's defense is not good. You know, Jacksonville's defense is pretty decent. I could see Jacksonville beating them at home.
And Etienne could run all over them because they've had a hard time.
No
Buffalo
style.
New England was running all over them yesterday, but that would be your AFC scenarios. In the NFC, the Rams have already clinched a playoff spot. They would be the number one seed, home field advantage. The Bears are the 2 seed, and they would host Green Bay.
Whoa, again. They play them this week.
That's a tough gig, man, because Jordan Love's won playoff games.
Yes.
Caleb Williams, this would be his first foray into it.
No Micah Parsons would be big.
That's huge. Philly would host San Francisco.
Ooh.
49ers quietly 10-4.
I know, yeah.
Philadelphia 9-5, getting off the schneid a little bit there offensively. And then Tampa Bay would host Seattle. And I still see Sam Darnold making some sort of mistake.
Yeah, I could see that.
That could cost them dearly when it's all said and done. And I have no dog in the fight, but with Walker and Charbonnet now, they really don't have a guy that, no. I mean, they've, it's a committee thing, and they're not really running the football as effectively as they were when one of them appeared to be the feature back.
And with Tampa, Bob, they're going to have to fight every game all the way. So are they really going to get totally healthy?
Oh, no. What do you think, Nolan? The NFC.
Probably not in terms of the health there. But yeah. Again, just like last year, we got a scenario here where, all right, Rams and Seahawks, the battle for not only that division, but therefore the top seed, could come all the way down to week 18. And that the loser, again, you could end up winning, I don't know, 13 games here, and you still got to go on the road in the playoffs. So last year it was, the Vikings were on the wrong side of that,
yeah.
Lost to the Lions, and then they ended up, you know, crapping it up there in the first round.
In the playoffs,
yeah. And it was, hey, go figure, same quarterback, Sam Darnold. So maybe he's in for back-to-back unlucky years here.
If you're a fan of the Chiefs, Bengals, Jets, Browns, Raiders, Titans, Vikings, Falcons, Saints, Commanders, Cardinals, Giants, wait till next year. Because your teams have been officially eliminated from playoff competition. We'll come back, take a trip through the Funhouse. Nolan McGraw, Inside Access, takes over at 2. And MLB Network reports are Orioles, Red Sox, Yankees are, air quotes, competing for Michael King. And then Saturday the 27th, they're at Green Bay, taking on the Pack. And then who knows, whatever the import of the finale in Pittsburgh, the last week of the season, week 18, that time to be determined.
I think it'd be kind of cool, Bob, if they're playing for all the marbles.
Yeah. What's the closest one? At Christmas a couple years back when Juszczyk scored too soon?
Yeah, it was at 2016. Yeah, Christmas. Ruined my Christmas that year.
Yeah. He scored too soon. There's like a minute, 20 seconds left. Play some D. And then the Steel Roethlisberger march right down the field. But we've seen Pittsburgh the last couple seasons, or seems like, they need to win to get in when the Ravens have already clinched things. So to Vinny's point, you know, to have it be for all the marbles, loser goes home.
Yeah,
that'd be kind of cool or cold on the night that it's going to be on national television for sure.
Yeah. No, we'll see what happens. Look, I mean, after the way they lost to Pittsburgh in that last meeting, the way they lost on Thanksgiving to the Bengals, I said there's no way that game's even going to matter. But here we are. One loss tonight for Pittsburgh, and we're right back neck and neck.
That's right.
And then Pittsburgh, Nolan, Pittsburgh's got at Detroit and then at Cleveland.
Right. So you got a Lions team.
Shaky.
That wins
shaky.
Every other week.
Yeah.
Right.
So
but they'd be back in line for their win.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just on paper, tough matchup either way. I mean, not that the Lions are playing their best football right now, but it's a tough matchup. And then Browns defense, you said. Always give you fits.
Maybe Myles Garrett breaking the record of T.J. Watt. Well, T.J. Watt's on the other side, assuming he gets back in time for that game. But with Detroit, not to get too far ahead, if Pittsburgh had a representative offense, because the Lions are not that great defensively.
Right.
I mean, does Pittsburgh have the the offensive wherewithal to make their crappy D pay a little bit.
I don't think they can score enough points, you know. And they're going to have to block Hutchinson. I don't know, Bob, if they can – if Pittsburgh's – or, I mean, if Detroit is doing their thing offensively, I don't think Pittsburgh can score enough.
Man, where the hell was Gibbs yesterday, too, for the line?
Right.
What was that all? What was the deal with all that?
I think it's more about Pittsburgh's offense than it is about – Detroit's defense, because the Lions defense actually hasn't been great this year.
Yeah.
You could say that that's their weakness. Brian Branch going down, it doesn't help either. But Pittsburgh, I mean, look, if you talk about them when they face the Bills. All right, this is one of the worst offenses in the sport. Then they come back the next week against the Ravens, and they look like they're incredible. And Aaron Rodgers is 5 years younger and all that. So they're just hard to pin down. But you can see that there's two different teams that are within them. They're capable of being a efficient offense, I would say. You just don't know what you're going to get week to week.
Now, Vinny, you're off tomorrow. Tell everybody what's happening.
Yeah, I'm actually leaving here, Bob, driving straight to BWI. Going to put my car in parking there, and Vincent's picking me up, and we're driving his car because he got a new job starting January 5th, so he can sign his lease to his apartment tomorrow at 9 a.m. So tonight we're driving to Greenville, South Carolina, which is 551 miles. And then we'll get up early tomorrow, be at the place by 9, and then we've got a they're delivering his bed, and then he's going to go to Target and get utensils, you know, a lot of towels and all. So, and then we got a flight back tomorrow night at 8:30, land here at 10. And I'll be here Wednesday.
So Vinny, Nolan and I will be here tomorrow for Turn It Up Tuesday, and you know, we'll have Vinny's Dirty Dozen and Feeble Five, yep, and Notes from the North, and you know, who knows, maybe the Orioles will trade for Tarik Skubal.
Ooh, that'd be cool.
That's what the guy from MLB Network thinks they should do. But it'd be wild to trade Jackson Holliday, who's a Boris client, for another Boris client.
I'm going to say that the other 29 teams that aren't Detroit, that should be at the top of their list, is trade for Tarik Skubal. That'd be a good way to get it going.
I'll say it again. I'm the Tigers. I'm all in. They had the best record of baseball at the All-Star break, and what's to say they can't get it together and make a run at the World Series?
Yeah, even if you don't think you could keep them long-term. I mean, you're a team that hasn't been perennial contenders. You go through your droughts as an organization, so why punt on a year of your window by getting rid of the ace of all of baseball, for that matter?
It would cost you a lot more than Holliday.
Well, he'd be part of a pack. I'd say Beavers. Pick the left side of the menu. What side you want? All right, Nolan, Funhouse.
Quick Draws Funhouse.
Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Changing the way you feel about dentistry one smile at a time. For information or to schedule an appointment for care, visit them today at smiledesigndoctor.com.
105.7 The Fan.
First texter says, Travis Jones was earning that new money yesterday. I don't think he left the field. Ravens really did get lucky with all that CBA stuff, because I think he was as good as gone in free agency. Now, not so impossible for them to sign Linderbaum as well.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I think it's going to be right player, right price. I don't think they're going to overpay for Linderbaum. I'm looking up Travis Jones's play time.
He's over 70%, I think.
Travis Jones, 71%. Played 54 of the 70 snaps.
There you go. Money makes that soreness go away a little bit faster, I guess.
Plus, Mom was there. You know, she was there to... You know,
hear him all.
Another standout player from yesterday that this texter wants to highlight, Draymond Jones. Incredible in yesterday's game, getting pressure on Burrow. Loved seeing him do the trash talking as well, mocking the Bengals. If he's playing like that every week, then it's an easy decision. I want him back next year. Problem is, haven't seen it every week. He can't disappear moving forward.
He disappeared a little bit in the Pittsburgh game, but other than that, he's pretty much shown up every other game. So I like what he's done and what he's bringing, and let's see how he finishes, because he's got Drake May, and I'm guessing their O-line pass blocking is not great. They only threw for 130 yards, I think, yesterday.
Yeah, he's far exceeded I expected from him. Oh, by the way, O.A. had 2 sacks for that Chargers yesterday.
So what's he up to, 7?
7.
Damn!
Man. All right. Wah, wah.
Hey, we Gilman with the pick six.
Oh, that's right. They both had. Yeah. Were they worthy enough for Heroes of the Week honors? We'll do that in a couple of days.
Very smooth. I like it. All right. Last text of the day. Eric in Bel Air says the real shame about yesterday's win is that it's going to guarantee Zach Orr's job security for the next 3 years. I don't know about that. But he goes on to say the Bengals quit yesterday very early. I think they collectively tapped out after last week's Buffalo loss. Burrow had a presser last week where he basically looked flat and depressed. The Ravens took advantage of the Bengals squad that literally laid down and played to check off a box.
Chase didn't look like he wanted to play either. You know, he dropped that one slant route early on, which would have been a big play for them at a first down. Yeah, they did not look like they were all that enthused to play.
Yeah, I mean, he put up like the window dressing numbers over 100 yards, but the Ravens did control the chases.
Yes.
Brown
yes,
and Jamar when it was all said and done. That's going to do it for us. Vinny, have a safe trip. You and
Thank
Vincent.
You. Yep.
Down to Atlanta. Nolan, I'll see you tomorrow morning. Inside Access coming up here in a matter of minutes, followed by Monday Night Football, Dolphins and Steelers. Let's go Dolphins, right? For Nolan McGraw, Vinny Serrato, I'm Bob Haney. Stay safe, stay healthy. Talk to you in the morning for now. Blasters.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.